Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call back with customer support. You left your number.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to find out why they haven't refunded my money yet. It's been since October 16th. And the guy asked me, because I was going to file it with my bank. He said, well, if you file it with your bank, we can't give you your money back. So I didn't realize. I didn't have to look at my bank statement today and find out they hadn't given me my money back. Give me 67 out.
Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yeah, 43614.
Okay, can I have your name?
Daryl, Darylle, Parr, Parr.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me?
1255 South Byrne, Byrne, Building B, Apartment 213, Toledo, Ohio, 43614.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here 1 second.
Okay, take your time. I had almost forgot about it. So I had to look at his bank statement like, wait a minute. They never gave me my money back. So there's one of the
So,
things. Go ahead.
by looking at this account, it looks like you got our Platinum Ultra smartwatch. You paid for the shipping, which is $574, and you was enrolled into like our monthly gadgets club, which we give our customers $125 gift cards that.
Right, nope, I didn't get none of that. What I got from a gun broker, they sent me a thing, said you won a watch. So my grandson is six. He been messing with my iPhone watch all the time. So I said, well, this looks like an iPhone watch. He ain't gonna know the difference. So I bought it. All I had to do was pay the shipping. Then October 16th, they hit my credit card for $67.32. I didn't join no organization, no club, nothing. They said it was in some kind of print. It wasn't in there nowhere. All I did was pay for a free watch, and then they sucker punched me with that $67.32. So I called. They canceled it. Cancellation was on 10/27. That's when they hit the card. But when I found out they hit the card, and so I talked back to the guy that canceled my. Cancellation was 262-140-539. And they're going to refund my money. Because I told myself I'm going to go to my bank. And they said, if you go to your bank, we can't refund your money. I'm trying to think nothing else about it. So I got the bank statement yesterday. I was looking at it. Wait a minute. They didn't give me my money back. So they just need to put the money back on my card. And we'll be fine. But if I go through my bank, it'll take me 90 days to get that money back. I really should have did it for as long as it's being for real.
Okay, so by looking at this account, the membership fee was $67.32. Your account was closed on the 27th, but unfortunately, you have to have your bank contact us, stating that they will drop the dispute to get your money back.
Why? He said if I didn't make the dispute, they'd refund my money. If I did make the dispute with the bank would have to contact y'all. So I didn't file a dispute with the bank.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Man, you're some crooks. I knew it was going to be some bullshit. I knew it.
Hold for just a moment.
Okay, take your time. It's been a month already, so government ain't gonna hurt.
I'm still here. One moment.
Okay. Like I said, don't worry. Take your time. I talked to some, for lack of a better term, hillbilly in Alabama, I think he was. And that was the last person I talked to. And they were supposed to refund my money, and they didn't.
Okay, 1 second.
Because it sounded kind of weird to me. But he said, if I follow, if you follow the dispute with your bank, we got to talk to your bank. Or we can just refund your money. Then of course, I want to refund my money, okay? If I can, they ain't got to go through the bank dealing with this, fine. But I hadn't thought no more about it until I saw my bank statement and seen it wasn't on there.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
I'm still here. 1 second.
Okay.
Some shows are great trading shows, and some shows are great buying shows, and some shows are great selling shows. This was a great buying show. This is a real good trading show. We're coming home with like 15 new cars, which I think is great.
I agree with you 110%, sweetheart, but I've got one question for you. Where is this vacation I was promised?
Get in the car.
Let's go, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay, so unfortunately, sir, hope for just a moment, you would have to have your bank to contact us.
Well, see, y'all spinning me because I asked that man 3 different times because it didn't sound right. I said, if I file a dispute with my bank, you can't give me my money back. He said, no, we have to deal with your bank. Now, you're telling me I didn't file a dispute with the bank, and I got to deal with the bank. The bank, how's the bank going to contact you if I don't file a dispute?
You would have to have your bank to contact us to verify no disputes was made to get your money back. Oh,
this is bullshit, man. You guys, the thieving is I'm going to put a call into the Attorney General. That's what I'm going to do. This is bullshit. First, you join some scam company. Unbelievable.
Oh, you were taking that time.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
So what does my bank need to do now?
They would have to contact us. That's correct.
Well, it took me 5 hours to reach you, so why are they going to contact you?
You have to have your bank to contact us, sir.
Scam.